I said you really can't argue with the brass bars on this moon. They're really top-notch. Jay said a miracle should be here by now, shouldn't he? I said, yeah, he actually should be probably odd because he doesn't strike because of titties and click odd. Then again, what is he on the Judiciary Committee? Is that what he said? Jay said, how many more survivors did he say are willing to talk? I said, he told me, I think, at least three before we descended back down. Jay said, should we send a cybergram? I said, give him another five, then send him his email. And Valentina said, hey, guys. Jay said, hi, we're actually waiting for her. I said, oh, hello, how are you? She said, I'm good. What brings you guys in today? I said, honestly, I haven't been to a titty bar in, I don't know, probably weeks at this point. We're just hanging out. What's going on with you? Jay said, we're actually, she said, oh, I'm actually figuring out my shit finally. I said, you want a drink or something before you go? She said, just the water is fine. I said, you actually look, weren't you like one of the massage girls here a while back? Like, I'm talking years. Jay said, Ibrahim, the water was 22 microdimes. I said, fuck for water. I thought they just poured a glass. She said, I know what's so crazy here nowadays. I said, well, whatever. What does that say? Antarctic spring, honestly, is probably worth the 22 microdimes. I'm sure the water is incredibly fresh. Jay said, we're still waiting on him. I said, really, what the fuck? I did three songs back there. Jay said, is she? I said, I mentioned, yeah, legally, she is mentioned as Jay. It's actually crazy, Jay, it's wild. She's from Azalea or some shit, one of those red dwarf outpost shitholes. Jay says, so should we cybergram? I said, fuck the cybergram and the Z-mail for that matter. She says to me back there, fully new mind. She says to me, you look familiar. And I said, yeah, I got the light. She said, you were an abyssin by any chance. I said, obviously, I play dumb. Jay, looks like the name means nothing to me. I play dumb and say, no, who are they? Maybe I know them. She says, oh, this guy Uday and his brother, they come in like every Wednesday. Jay said, oh, really? I said, yeah. So I say, mind you, her midget gets some electrical ass. It's still pressed like a glove against my pelvis at this point. I say, aren't they that cryogenically frozen family or something? And she says, oh, I thought so too. We bound at the cryogen thing. I said, they're nice guys, though. She said, they usually take me back for a spin at the beginning of my shift. I like them enough. Jay said, oh, really? She said that. I said, tight, tell her between me and you. I'm investigating the weird crash from earlier in the week. Official police business. I tell her there could possibly be a benefit to her if she could glean any info from those two fucks. I say, they're not suspects, but you know, they're in the cryogen business. Maybe they know something that could be of use for some investigation, so if they happen to come in next Wednesday. Jay said, so I mean, that's great, but still, so we're going to take a stripper's word. I said, who said anything about a word? Jay, you're jumping to conclusions here. Jay said, well, I said, I told her I'd shoot her half a G in microtimes, and she put a recording device up her ass next Wednesday. Jay said, and that was something she was amenable to. I said, and I figured you post up here in person on that Wednesday, or else you keep an eye out to see if Uday and his fraternal brother even show up. Then I'll stay up in the deluxe and record her live. I'll have her device recording live, but I'll also be making a duplicate in real time on the deluxe and the thing simultaneously. Just in the event we have some unforeseen issue retrieving the device after her shift from her ass. Jay said, this actually sounds like a well thought out plan, Ibrahim, I'm impressed. I said, like I said, forget Vespucci, even if he stands us up today, we don't need the guy. I mean, we can wait for him here for another drink if you want, but we don't need Vespucci. Valentina comes through, in fact, might not be a bad idea to stay here for another. Let me schmooze her a little more before we leave. I said, yeah, just piatto, something that you do, but just didn't want me to. I just hold the spot in line, I'll grab it from the back. They keep the bigger bottles on the top shelves now, like they're trying to sell all the smaller bottles at the same price. So I have to get on my tippy toes to make sure we get the bigger bottle of piatto soap. It's annoying. Jay said, okay, then I'll just meet you in line. I said, excuse me, miss, an Antarctic lady with her small son in the stroller. Said, yes, can I help you? I said, yeah, but I couldn't help but notice that you're playing music right now from your eyes. When she said, yes, and I am, and I said, oh, yeah, but that, what is that eye spleen at right now? Like, max volume. She said, maybe, was it to you? I said, not your eye spleen. I said, exactly, that's kind of the point I'm getting to, I guess. It's not my eye spleen. No, is it the eye spleen of anyone waiting in line here? It's nothing to really miss, except that I have to listen to it out of the native eye spleen speaker, essentially against my will. Well, I'm forced to wait in line to buy a bottle of piatto soap for my ship desperately needs right now. She said, oh, so you want me to turn it down? That's what you're asking. I said, I mean, nah, I don't know. It's just a little rude that you're playing the soundtrack to titties and clip right down the street in public, as we're all in public, just trying to buy basic amenities here. She said, well, the store has no music playing, so what difference does it make to you? If anything, I'm doing you a favor, otherwise you'd be sitting in silence. I said, and maybe I prefer silence. Maybe I'd like to be standing in pure unadulterated silence as I wait in line to buy my big bottle of piatto soap. She said, but most stores play music, sir, so you're respectively speaking, you're talking out of your ass. I said, yeah, respectively, that's a little different than a scenario you just noted. The store owns the building, releases it, whatever. So if they want to play the music in the building, the music that my young men get their penises sucked to down the street, if they want to play that music at a high decibel level, then frankly, that's my prerogative to do so. It's probably inappropriate, but it's an organized method of being inappropriate. They purchased the right to be inappropriate because that's one store is choosing the playlist that the store was never intended to be a democracy. If they choose to play no playlist, then I'm content to stop in silence. But if we as individuals, customers, if we all start blasting our favorite tunes from our eye splints, she said, then so what? Go ahead, I don't care. I'm sure you don't, because you would never do that. And how could I anyway? anyway because you're already doing it. She said, go ahead then, like I said, not my eyes, blame, not my problem. I said, if you don't think that it would be a total chaos if I did, if all of us standing here in line, if we're just playing disparate music at max volume from shitty ass iSpleen speakers. She said, I have the iSpleen 23, sir, yeah, the 23. Just because you see an Antarctic woman with her son in the stroller, you automatically assume my iSpleen is low grade, don't you? But these speakers are industry quality, but they're better than the speakers you have in whatever bunk ass ship you drive. I said, oh yeah, industry quality, I'm sure. Listen, I don't know who sold you that line of horseshit, but it sounds like you're playing that song from inside a urinal. She said, respectfully, sir, fuck you. The cashier said, sir, you can bring up your Piatto soap here. I said, yeah, great example you're setting for your son, swearing in public, playing iSpleens in public in a pair of fucking headphones, why don't you? Since you're so well off enough to have the iSpleen 28 with the industry quality speakers to get the headphones with them next time on behalf of all of us in here. She said, wow, you're a real asshole. The cashier said, please, sir, I'm ready. You can come up to the register now and I'll check you out. I said, okay, I'll be right up.